And welcome everyone to our Bleacher Report NCAA Digital March Madness Men's Basketball Top 25 Breakdown. It is February 13th, and we've got a new number one, and a little surprising. I've been at a nice little streak of predicting what the 1-2-3 is going to be with my Power 36 debuting earlier than the AP Top 25 poll. I know the voting is usually Sunday night, so they're not necessarily seeing mine before. I get it. But I thought AP poll and myself was going to be Houston 1, Alabama 2, Purdue 3. Flipped it. Alabama 1, Houston 2, Purdue 3 after Purdue lost Sunday to Northwestern. Alabama won at Auburn. I think actually right now Alabama's probably the number one overall seed, eclipsing Purdue in that regard. But Houston, and I've said this before, playing in the American, it's unfortunate that's just where they are right now. They'll be in the Big 12 next year. So their wins just don't look as good, even though they're winning the games in front of them. Number four, UCLA. I like that. Five, Kansas. Six, Texas. I'll say it again here in this platform. Rodney Terry, give him the job full time. He has proven he can handle this. I think Texas right now, atop the Big 12, forever as long as they're going to be, but they would be a number one seed because whoever wins the Big 12 at this moment in time would be a number one seed. Virginia, I like that one. Whoa, Arizona at eight. Okay, Arizona fans are already all over me because I have them at 26 in my Power 36. Why? Because Arizona lost at Stanford. That's Arizona's second loss to a team deep in the standings. Lost to Washington State at home. They lose it to Oregon. But, you know, Arizona right now is not playing like a top 10 team. As much as I love this squad, big picture, you know, losing at Stanford and they stay in the top 10, I'm sorry. You know, last week I was harping on UConn, and now I'm fine with UConn being in the top 25, but I'm sorry, I don't see it. Look, there's some teams here protected, and that's okay. So, for example, Indiana's at 14. This is on the negative side. Indiana should be in the top 10. I got Indiana at 5. Have you watched Indiana, poll voters? Beat Purdue, beat Rutgers, won at Michigan. When Michigan was desperate, that was a road win for Indiana. You know, Tennessee, I think you could drop them a little more, maybe a spot or two. They lost two buzzer beaters, but they still lost to Vanderbilt, Missouri. I like Marquette in there. Xavier. Now, Marquette did lose to UConn, road game, but Marquette then bounced back on the weekend. I know it was Georgetown, but Marquette's, I think, right now, the best team in the Big East. Creighton, I like them in there. San Diego State's fine. TCU, I would drop. NC State, I would drop. You know, Florida Atlantic, they're getting protected. Dusty May, that's good. St. Mary's and Gonzaga in there. St. Mary's lose to LMU, dropped just a little, so that's respect for St. Mary's. Miami, I would move them up. I had Miami at 10. Miami, I think, is right there with Virginia as the two best teams in the ACC. Okay, what you don't see in this poll, think about this. And I don't take any pleasure in this because I think it's good for the game when Duke, Kentucky, and Carolina are really good. But it's crazy. Duke, Carolina, Kentucky, not in the top 25. Right now, I think Duke and Carolina are in the NCAA tournament. Duke comfortably, by the way. Carolina in the back part. Kentucky losing to Arkansas at home, losing at Georgia. Kentucky's not in the field right now. They're going to Mississippi State. They got to win that game. Mississippi State's playing well. So that's a really tough game for them. By the way, my national team of the week, and I did vote for them in my Power 36, Vanderbilt. Why not? Jerry Stackhouse doing a great job. He's got them 500 in the SEC. Buzzer beater beat Tennessee, which sidebar here, I don't know if I've seen something like this. It was a crazy week of games. You had the Eric Hunter blocked dunk that was called goaltending, and Butler beat Xavier Friday night. In the Tennessee-Vandy game, Tennessee's up 2. They could go up 4. Tennessee player on a run out, wide open, 19 seconds left. Vandy needs 3 fouls. And the player circles around. Rick Barnes going apoplectic. doesn't score. They could have been up 4 with 19. Instead, Vandy fouls 3 times, sends Vescovi to the line with 6 seconds left. He misses. Other end, Tyron Lawrence hits the 3 at the buzzer. Then they went down to Florida and won. So they're my team of the week. Player of the week, Boo Booey. Really good game for Northwestern at Ohio State. And then he scores 26 on Sunday. I was there for knocking off the number one team in the country, court storming. Northwestern is in the field. They're a 6 seed in my eyes right now. Tied for second with Indiana in the Big Ten. They play Indiana on Wednesday at home. They're going to go to the NCAA tournament for the second time in their history. Unbelievable job by Chris Collins and their staff. So as you see, I'll break that down. You see, we got it on our screen for you. So let's dive into some questions here. Poll dropped a little later than normal this week. So let's. I want to dive into some of the questions that you guys are flying at us here. Okay, first off, who do I think will finish second in the Big Ten, asks Channing. I think ultimately it'll be Indiana, even if they lose to Northwestern this week. Northwestern's schedule is really tough. That's why this win over Purdue was so critical for them, because they've got Indiana and Iowa at home. They still have to go to Maryland and Rutgers, two really hard road games. So not easy for Northwestern here and down the stretch. And I just think Indiana will ultimately finish second because they're the most talented team outside of Purdue. Now they still have to go to Purdue. Arkansas, most overrated team. Creighton, Marquette, Purdue, TCU, Houston. Disagree with that. I just don't think they're overrated. Okay, Charlie, also, UConn will be a Final Four team. You heard it here first. Well, in Portland, they look like a Final Four team. I was there. They were number 2 team in the country. We'll see if they can get back that mojo. Vols big game Wednesday. Yeah, they got to flip the switch. Look, Tennessee loses 2 buzzer beaters. But Tennessee also really struggles to score. That's got to change. They gotta do that. They got to just change the way offensively, because they're just not an efficient team. Okay. This guy's name is Arkansas. That's what's confusing me here. Or this person's name is Arkansas. IU at 14. Well, you're a little confusing. You're asking about Indiana, but your tagline is Arkansas. Anyway, yes, it's disrespectful. They should be in the top 10. Watch Indiana. Matt Massey, Kansas could lose 10 in a row and not fall out of the top 10. Well, I don't know about that. Why is Houston not number 1? Well, again, Henry, I had Houston number 1. How is Northwestern not ranked? I agree, Grayson. They should be. Maryland should be in there. I agree with you on that one. No Pitt. Luke, I agree. Pitt should be in there. How is Missouri not ranked? I agree. All these teams I had ranked. I had all of them. Steezer says UConn's about to turn the corner. We'll see. Illinois unranked. Again. Bryant, San Diego State. Yes, I agree with all of you guys. Okay, who's better right now? Kansas or UCLA? I think UCLA, better defensive team. Good sweep over the Oregon schools. Grayson asks, Iowa State's falling off the cliff. So it's because they're in the Big 12, and it's really hard to not get in a losing skid. I still believe in them. Okay, one more from you, Arkansas. I love the engagement, but we got to, you know, you're tying it all up here. So Arkansas is an Indiana fan, clearly. Do I think TJD is the best player in college basketball? I think it's Zach Edey and TJD, 1A, 1B. Where is Oklahoma State? Again, Weston, I agree. Oklahoma State's really rising right now. Mike Boynton doing a great job. Texas A&M, I got them in my Power 36. They're in second place in the SEC. You know, Ashton, do I think Mississippi State makes the tournament? I don't think they will, but today they would be in. Can UCLA be a 1 seed? They can be, but they need help. Alabama's a lock. Purdue's a lock. Houston, the opening is with Houston, actually, because I think whoever wins the Big 12 is going to be a 1. So the opening is, if Houston were to lose 2 or 3 more games, and they got 2 games against Memphis, and let's say they lose in the American tournament, they're not going to be a one seed. I think if they lose two more games, they're not going to be a one seed. So that's the opening. If you want UCLA to be one, root against Houston. NC State, Quavion Smith, outstanding player. I think they're going to be right there to get in. Ryan, I don't know if Creighton's becoming the best team, but they're certainly becoming a potential elite team. You know, how far can Texas go? They can go to the Final Four. New York, Emma, I don't love the term mid-majors because I feel like it's a little disparaging. But certainly, and I also don't think the Mountain, like I totally disagree that any team in the Mountain West is a mid-major. I'm sorry. Totally. If you go out there, I mean, you can get 15,000 fans at these arenas. That's not mid-major. So I totally disagree. These coaches are getting over $1 million. Mid-major guys aren't getting millions of dollars. So the question is then, you know, that's a Florida Atlantic. That's a College of Charleston. That's an Oral Roberts. That's a Vermont or UMass Lowell, whoever wins the America East, an Iona or Rider. It's schools like that that I think could win a game or two, like St. Peter's. So they would fall into that category. As a Houston fan, I don't think we're a number one team. Glad that's not the case. I agree, Robbie Bogey, Northwestern is missing. Where's Pitt? All right, so a lot of the same kind of trending questions here. All right, let's look at some upcoming games. February 19th. That is on, we're going to work backwards because that is Sunday. So let's work backwards to our crew here. Sunday games, Carolina and NC State, big game for both schools right there. Memphis and Houston, I just referenced that. Monster game for Memphis to secure a spot. Houston, you want a one seed, you win that game. Iowa at Northwestern. That becomes larger depending on what happens with Northwestern and Indiana earlier in the week. So let's see if we can go to some earlier games upcoming outside of Sunday games. So, yeah, let's start. So Monday night, thank you. Appreciate that to our crew. Abby does a great job here. Miami, North Carolina. So that is Monday night. Carolina needs that one. Miami is really rising. Texas Tech, they're not going anywhere. So Texas, that's just a – that's a seed game that's trying to win the Big 12 game. West Virginia on that cut line. They're right there. They're either in, they're out. I don't expect them to beat Baylor because I think Baylor right now is really rising. But if they were, that would help their cause. Then on Tuesday, Creighton at Providence. Huge game for seeding in the Big East. Both these teams are fine. Now, I don't think Syracuse is in any kind of metric at all. NC State ranked, but also not comfortably in. So that's a good road win if they can get it. All right. So that's Monday, Tuesday. Let's go to Wednesday night games. By the way, back on Tuesday night, just it's not on our screen, but I just got to mention this. You've got Wisconsin against Michigan. I just wonder if the scheduling gods in the Big Ten had any kind of humor that you've got. And they're fine now, but still you got Greg Gard and Juwan Howard meeting for the first time on Valentine's Day. You remember what happened last year, the kerfuffle that happened, and then obviously Juwan took a swing and got suspended and a whole bit. Not at Greg Gard, but at Joe Crabino. I just thought it was a little kind of funny that they're playing on Valentine's Day. All right, Wednesday night, Alabama-Tennessee. Wow. Huge game for the Vols. Probably the last time Alabama, maybe the last matchup for the Tide to run the table in the SEC, which would be phenomenal. Xavier at Marquette, that's a Big East title type game. TCU at Iowa State, both teams struggling right now, so that's a pick 'em. I mentioned Indiana Northwestern. Northwestern, the only school to win at Assembly Hall this season, looking for the sweep. Thursday night, Utah at Arizona. Utah beat Arizona in Salt Lake, Utah, on that cut line. You get a sweep of Arizona, you're looking good. Purdue at Maryland, I'm going to be there for that game. I think the Xfinity Center is going to be absolutely bursting. Loses a little, that Purdue comes in at 3-1, but not much because Maryland's trying to get into the tournament, secure everything. I think they're comfortably in, by the way, but that's a seeding game. Huge game for Kevin Willard. They looked really good against Penn State over the weekend. Then Gonzaga at LMU. LMU, by the way, is the first team ever since BYU joined the WCC in 2011. They're leaving after this year to go to the Big 12. LMU, first time ever of the rest of the teams to beat Gonzaga, St. Mary's, and BYU in the same season. So now they're going for the sweep of Gonzaga. Don't think it's going to happen, but you never know. And Gonzaga has an opening now because St. Mary's lost LMU. So they're game back to St. Mary's with one to play against St. Mary's at home against St. Mary's. So actually, you know, it could come down to tiebreakers to get that one seed in the WCC. Now the top two seeds get the double bye in the WCC, and that's going to be Gonzaga and St. Mary's. So it's just sort of semantics, but they still want to win it. All right, so now we go to Saturday. Illinois at Indiana. Indiana won in Illinois, so that's going to be a really good game. Illinois is going to be fired up for that. Seton Hall, UConn. UConn lost to Seton Hall, but remember, that was the game that Dan Hurley didn't coach. He had COVID. Seton Hall beat him at the buzzer. Tennessee at Kentucky. Listen, Kentucky won at Tennessee. They want to get in the tournament. You got to sweep the Vols. Iowa State at K-State. Again, every game in the Big 12 is just it's just a war. It's ridiculous. Wake Forest at Miami. Wake Forest had a good win over Carolina. Another really good game in the ACC. And then Baylor, Kansas. Baylor's schedule, I was looking at this down the stretch. As much as I like Baylor and they're rising, Adam Flagler, Keontae George, LJ Cryer, they're all playing really well right now. Every game is just brutal for Baylor, as it is in the Big 12, but it seems like they're playing all the top teams in their neighborhood down the stretch. So really tough group coming in, but that's going to be a great game. I know ESPN sent in their college game day there, so it's going to be a great matchup on Saturday. So, all right, we already went over to Sunday's games. Let's say a couple other quick ones here. I know we had a little late start because the poll got dropped a little later. All right, do I think Virginia's too high at 7? No, I don't. I think that I would have them top 10, you know. Is there any chance the American gets more than two teams? No. There's a chance they only get one. If Memphis falls completely flat, it's just Houston. Yes, I think K-State is legit. Who's my national coach of the year? Asks Ryan. Ooh. Very interesting. So nationally, let me go back to this here. I'm going to tell you. I think nationally, it's going to be really interesting because I'm going to give you some candidates. I think you've got, obviously, the top three are going to be in there. So Nate Oates, Kelvin Sampson, and Matt Painter, because believe it or not, all three of those schools were not expected to be one seeds. So they're going to be in the coach of the year running. I do think Jerome Tang will be from K-State. I think if they keep winning, Chris Collins from Northwestern will be in there. I do also believe Shaka Smart from Marquette will be in the national coach of the year discussion. So, I think it's going to come from that grouping of potential national coach of the year as I look at this sort of group in front of me. But I think that that's going to be an intriguing race. Player of the year, I think, is really Zach Edey, Trace Jackson Davis right now. National freshman of the year, I think it's going to be Brandon Miller. End of story. Defensive player of the year, I think, is wide open right now. Do I think Big Ten teams are going to have more success in the tournament than in years past? I don't think the regular season has been disappointing. It's just incredibly competitive and there's a lot of parity. Yeah, I do think, because I think that Purdue and Indiana both could get to the Final Four. And I think Maryland is a potential Sweet 16 team. So, and Iowa's dangerous. So I think they're going to have at least a couple of shots in that second weekend to get teams to Houston. Iggy disagree. I get it from both sides here. Arizona shouldn't be in my power 36 after losing to Stanford. I get Arizona fans. I'm crazy that they're even in it. I mean, that they're that low. So I get it from all over the place. All right. Let's see. One or two more here on the side. Yes, I think Jalen Hood Shavino is going to the first round if he comes out. Yes, Eric Holder, Xavier Johnson, Race Thompson. If they're healthy, Indiana could win it all. That's all true. Oh, Dennis Gates. Thank you. That's another good name from Missouri. He's done a great job. Thank you. Adding him. See, I love this engagement. You're adding to our real-time conversation here. No one is perfect. We all make mistakes. You got a bracket, by the way, coming out today. All this is great. All right. So listen, next week, hopefully we'll be more at the top of the hour. Appreciate all your engagement. Go to our NCAA March Madness social media accounts, the BR app. We got you through the rest of February into March. We're going to keep doing this, not just on Mondays. We're going to sprinkle in a couple other elements, Selection Sunday, of course. Appreciate everyone's engagement. We got a great team in Atlanta, New York, all over the country. And thanks for your time. Thanks for watching. Be safe, everyone. And we'll talk again next week.